Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The premise is simple. Two people are trapped, and they must escape. This is Escape Capade.
The Room. You are trapped in the stairwell of a high-rise building. Due to an incident, things have collapsed, and the stairs to your west going up are blocked by rubble. The stairs to the west going down are blocked by a lock gate, and it looks like the rubble has fallen and broken the middle stairs. Looking to your south on the wall is a map of the building. To the east is an unlit exit sign and a large white metal box that's mounted to the wall. Looking to your north is a push bar door and an electrical box. The power is out to the building, and the only light is from emergency light above the electrical box.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
What do you think that was? What was that?
I don't know, but...
Feels like, was that an earthquake?
It's not very well lit in here. What's
it's so bright.
I've never been in this situation before.
Me neither. I mean, I've seen stuff like this on the movies. I don't know, like...
Yeah, I mean, I watch Forensic Files and those types of shows.
I love that show.
The best case scenario is I just know how to deal with a dead body or something, you know. They usually call them like a bone doctor or somebody, so I can look at, like, I don't know.
Oh, man, I get if there's a dead body here right now, I'd be circling it with chalk. I'd be taping it up. I'd be taping this off, this whole area.
We would put it in a bag. We would, you know, check the teeth. You got to check the teeth first, right?
Oh,
that's
my God.
They always do.
Yeah. So just see who it is.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'll check the teeth first on a dead body.
You go straight for the teeth. You see, it's molars. You got molar. That's a human. And we know that.
Molars are totally, you know, I mean, it's a very human trait. You'd have to check for decay or something to know about the age or whatever. But do you think help is coming, or are we just going to talk about
dead
person's teeth?
All I know was that I heard like some sort of like screeching. Like, was that like a what was that?
You
like
heard a screeching,
like a monster like screeching.
Okay, this is crazy.
And I know. Listen, I know that this is like, you know, October. It's like Halloween sort of season. But I feel like that was like some sort of like alien attack or something. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy, and I'm not scared, if that's what you're thinking also, okay? I'm not scared at all.
I know
this
that.
Is not, yeah, I know you're
one of the strongest guys I know. Like, in high school, you were, in high school, you were never scared. You would go up to the girls, you'd be like, I'm Janko Jenkins, I'm awesome, I've always looked up to you, and I guess that's why, I don't know, while we're trapped here. I know that you weren't the coolest guy in school. You were like
Jesse,
the fourth
stop.
Or fifth coolest
this
guy in school.
Not...
I thought you were the coolest, though. You were my number one.
Jesse, this is all news to me because, to tell you the truth, I thought you were the coolest guy.
That's impossible. There can't be two coolest guys. You were already the coolest guy.
No, I made my own poll on ICQ, and I kept asking everybody late at night. I said, who do you think is the coolest guy? What? And your name would pop up every single time.
What?
And maybe the poll was done between me and my mom and dad, but overall, like, we voted you.
Yeah, I mean, I always got along with your parents pretty well.
Yeah, we all loved you. I mean, it really did get to the point where my parents kind of had an unhealthy obsession with you. There was that one time that I did cut that lock of your hair in the hallway.
I gladly gave it up to you. And there's a circle around us watching you cut my hair. You don't have to remind me of the great high school memories.
Okay, sorry. Did you hear that again? That was another weird scream, shriek or something? It sounded like another...
This is an alien attack, man. This is an alien attack.
The building shakes again following the screech.
Oh, my God.
Heard, and more rubble sort of falls from the ceiling.
Holy smokes.
Okay, this is confirmed. That was an alien.
Okay.
Oh, they're dying on the surface. I bet you on the surface.
That doorknob... That doorknob is shaking right now on the door. Okay, what is going on with
I'm
that?
I'm
going
to put my hand on it. I'm going to put my hand on it and stop it from shaking. It's hot. It was hot. Ouch.
How hot would you say it is, though?
On it. That was like 27 degrees. It felt like a nice summer day.
That's not really that hot. Nice day. That's a nice hot.
So it
that
burnt
would
me,
be
though,
considered a night. That would, you would say, hey, this is a good, this feels good.
I That's know, what but you it's say. Brass.
Don't say, but you said it like you were...
I thought it was going to be cooler. I thought it would be cold. And so when I touched it, I was like, whoa, that's hot. And it felt like it burnt me. That's all. It's 27 degrees for sure.
Okay, well, like, do you need any band? Your hand looks fine. So right now, let's...
Yeah, it's just going to be a little bit red for a bit, I guess.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
The door, there seems to be some sort of carving on here. What?
Carved into the door. He looks very closely. It looks kind of like an upside down seven because it's got that mark through the middle. So it's like a seven with a little hash in the middle. And it's surrounded by a circle.
Oh my God, it's an L. It's an L. What? I see an L. What do you see? I see an L with a circle.
I see an upside down seven, that's kind of the same thing.
I know,
so we
but
could
that's
probably
your...
just
okay.
What do you think
that means?
This is
okay.
This is really weird. Okay, because
what
you remember? Do you remember back in high school?
Of course, I remember. You were the coolest.
I know. And do you remember making that cool guys club?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And we said, hey, let's on that Tuesday afternoon, we skip class to go downtown to the tattoo shop. And we got those matching cool guy tattoos. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember it. I look at that symbol every day. Oh, my God. It's the same.
It's the same.
How did I not recognize it? That symbol's our tattoo. This is fucking crazy, dude.
Because you said we're so cool that let's get a tattoo with an L on it for losers. So we called it the Cool Guy Clubs for Losers.
Yeah, it's an ironic tattoo. Yeah, like only a cool guy would get a symbol of a loser on them because they're that confident. Oh, man, your parents love that tattoo.
Yeah, they had a really unhealthy relationship with that tattoo. I mean, it turned from you to that symbol. And we'll get into it later. But how did this thing get on the door, man?
Whatever.
Did you put it there?
Did this.
Did you put it there?
I didn't.
You've got to be real with me, man.
I didn't put it there. I didn't. Whatever did this knows us. It's like inside our head. Maybe this whole thing is inside our head. I don't know. Like, are these rubble? Is this rubble even real? I'm trying to pick it up. Are these rubble? It's real.
Oh, my God.
The rubble's real.
Oh, my God.
You guys pick up the rubble. Some more of it falls down below, causing him to look down. You can see that the hole where the stairs go down is just, like, goes on for eons, although it's hard to see because it's so dark.
There's
one of those rocks. The rubble's stubbed my toe a bit when it fell. Ouch. What is that? Where does that go?
Do you see? Okay, we got to... Can you help me out here? Let's get all this rubble out of here.
No, we should... I know, but, like, it's dark down there. We should light a torch or something? Could you...
Here, one
we
sec.
Can light it off of the doorknob. It's very hot. We'll light it. Okay, so grab Yeah, okay. Here, use these... I have a pack of toothpicks. You have toothpicks, too, because we're cool, right?
Okay. Yeah, I know, but the door's not really that hot,
yeah, but
man.
We could rub the sticks together using the minor heat from this doorknob, and we'll combine all the toothpicks together that normally we'd just be chewing on because we're cool, and we'll light a torch.
Yeah, let's
okay, would you,
you
just go with
fine.
Me?
Let's
I have good
it.
Ideas
yes,
sometimes,
I'm gonna
too.
I'm going to go along with it, but do you understand that there's certain things happening outside right now that maybe we just...
Yeah,
okay,
well,
okay, let's
maybe,
do it. Sure, okay,
maybe
ready?
What's down there is the solution. Okay, so I'm fastening them together. I'm sticking them together.
He takes out a bundle of toothpicks that he just has in his pockets, loose in his pockets, and bundles them together. Janko Janky finds something in his pockets to tie up the toothpicks. He just pulls out the first thing he finds.
Here, I have a twist tie. One second.
You have a twist. Oh, man.
I have a bag of twist
I know,
ties.
I knew
actually.
It. I knew you would. You always did. You always do.
Well, I have a bag of twist ties. I have a Swiss Army knife. I have a compass.
Yeah, and I've got a Swiss Army knife as well. And I've got a magnifying glass and a box of matches. Okay, so let's start lighting up these toothpicks off that doorknob.
Okay, go and you gotta rub it quickly. Okay. You gotta go quickly. Ready and go. Go, 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 go,
okay,
go.
I'm going. I'm going. Don't order me around.
I'm not. I'm
doing
just,
it
you're
fine.
Clearly not doing it fast
oh,
enough.
Oh, I'm not doing it fast enough? Oh, this is track and field all over again. Is that
oh my God,
great?
You're not.
I came in third.
That up.
It's fine. It's fast enough.
You're
it
not
was a school record. Okay? I was the
cut to flashback of track and field.
Go, Jesse. Go, Jesse.
I'm trying.
Go.
I'm trying to go faster. Hey, Janko Jenkins, I'm doing this for you. What? I'm, oh God, I'm not in first place anymore. Janko, I'm in third place. Janko.
It's a good thing we got those tattoos.
Janko.
Because you're a real
no,
loser.
I'm not. I'm a winner. I am a winner. Oh, third place.
It cut back to present
third
day.
Third place. Oh. I could have just ran a bit faster. I know I could have. All right.
Listen, I'm sorry for what I did to you that day at track and field, okay? But right now, what we got to do is really focus on getting that fire made with this
okay.
doorknob. And it's clearly not hot enough.
I'm
just
going
to
need...
I just need you to look at me and admit that, okay? Admit that to me, because right now, I feel like you're really not...
Okay.
Thinking about that.
It's not hot enough. It's not hot enough.
Jesse is just rubbing it furiously on the door as he slowly admits this to
Janko.
It's
not hot enough, okay? It's not hot
there
enough.
You go.
My idea is stupid. It was a stupid... Oh, my God. A spark.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
How did you
I
do
don't
that?
Know. I guess I am good enough. I guess it is hot
what?
Enough.
It's against all odds. The groove of the mark on the door, just being a metal door, hitting the wood, it just created this weird friction, and a small smoldering starts in the pack
okay.
of toothpicks.
Oh, my God. Okay, blow on it. Blow on it.
Okay, I'm blowing. Sorry.
Okay, we almost got it there. Oh, God. Okay, I'm just going to...
There's some ambers.
There's
some ambers.
I'm just going to help all this amber out. I'm going to light this match and help it out.
Whoa.
Yes.
Jesse lights the match and takes it to the toothpicks, and it just goes aflame into it. Honestly, well done, the two of them. A really well-fashioned
torch. It worked.
Torch.
That looks like a really well-fashioned torch.
Thank you.
Look at that thing.
Thanks,
this
Janko.
Room is lit. Oh, wow. Oh, man, Jesse, you know what? This is why you're the coolest. Oh.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
It's smoking a lot, huh?
Yeah.
The small stairwell is starting to fill up with smoke.
It's getting pretty.
It's getting...
Okay.
Should we...
Oh, can we... Okay.
Should we go down there?
First of all... Yeah.
We got to get out of here
just
before
move
we suffocate.
Some of these rocks. One sec.
Careful, they're
them.
Quite heavy.
Okay.
I stubbed all my right. toe a little bit on one before.
He keeps trying to move the rubble, but with every rock he lets loose, rubble from the top piles down. It's just an ongoing situation.
Come on. Lift them better.
Come on. I know I'm trying
you're
but they just...
You're creating more of a problem.
It's just... What's the point? What's the goddamn
oh my God.
Point?
This is just like you. This is just like you to give up like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember? Do you remember that baseball game? You hit a home run. It was going out of the park. And then it fell, and you were running around the bases, and you got to third, and you were like, how many more bases? And you gave up at third.
Okay, four? Four bases is a lot of bases, yeah, okay?
The ball was going out of the park. You could have taken your time for that fourth base, but you gave up. And I will not. You're better than that. You've grown. Now, you don't give up on these rocks. Okay? Just like, okay, hey. Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey, bring it in.
Why did you have to bring up the bases
I'm
thing?
Sorry.
You know how much I think about I that all the time.
Well, I think that's why it was on the top of my mind, right? Like, because you bring it up a lot.
Yes, and you know that's the reason I got this, or we got this other tattoo of just three bases.
Yeah, we're the three base bros.
The three base bros. That's who we are. We're the cool guys in the loser club from the three base bros.
Can I tell you something? Oh. Can I tell you something while we're here? The three base bros has more meaning than you even think. For me, and I don't know if it relates to you, but I'm still a virgin. I've only ever been to third base. I'm a third base bro in other ways.
I can relate to that.
Really? In what kind of ways?
Because remember I was talking about my parents having an unhealthy relationship with you, an unhealthy relationship with that symbol from the they were in a cult. It was yeah, they were in a
this
cult.
This tattoo is a cult symbol?
And they sacrificed virgins. I brought you here today.
What the fuck?
Bring you to their headquarters.
No, what?
And they wanted to sacrifice a virgin.
I told you that I was a virgin in confidence. I would never have told you if I was a virgin if I knew your parents were in a cult that sacrifices virgins. Janko, what are you?
I know, but I
thought we were friends. I thought we were high school friends.
I felt bad. You brought up that whole baseball third base story, which, you know, clearly has me a little bit traumatized.
Yeah.
And I just kind of...
This is crazy.
Just you bringing up all that cool guy stuff and just with the rubble.
I thought
not
you were
being
cool.
Able to get outside of this room, and I just feel like we're trapped.
This is
I don't
really,
really know what's
not
going on
cool,
out
Janko.
There.
Okay? I thought you were cool in high school, and I don't know. I don't know now.
Okay, don't say that.
I don't know how cool my friend Janko Jenkins even is anymore. Because this is really fucked. Because I don't want to die. And I don't want to be sacrificed. And I didn't think that I'd be saying that today when we went on that walk. I didn't think that I'd end the day by saying, I don't want to be sacrificed.
Jesse, Jesus. We have to make a decision here, okay? We can either die in this room from suffocating on all this smoke from the torch that we lit.
Yeah.
Or you can die out there as a sacrificed virgin. What will it be, bro? Third
okay,
base,
I made my decision.
Bro.
This is... I'm still angry at you. But we're going to go down to your parents because that's going to buy us some time, okay? If we stay here in this room right now, we're going to get smoked out. But I'm going to go down there to your parents and I... And I'm going to try to convince them to not sacrifice me. And that's my plan. Okay? That's my plan.
The torch that they made earlier has burnt to like almost a stump at this point. The place is full of smoke and the situation is getting dire.
Ow,
for both
the
of them.
Torch. Ow,
I told you.
Fingers.
You touched the doorknob. It is hot, isn't it? Jeez.
Yeah, you're right. Right. It was kind of hot.
Yeah, it's like a summer day. Okay. You could get a sunburn from that.
Oh man!
Look at your hand; it's a bit red. See, I'm winning.
It is. That's I know. Like you. That's an allergic reaction.
Right. Well,
okay. Sorry.
Why don't you lead the way to your parents' cult room?
Oh. Okay, we gotta get out of here. Wait one sec. Wait, grab one of those pieces of rubble.
Great. Okay.
Oh my God. They each grab a piece of rubble. More falls down to replace what's lost.
Just hold it. Hold it in your hands.
I am. I'm
just
holding it.
Just smash it. Smash it on the doorknob.
Okay. I'm going to throw it. Threw it.
They repeatedly smash it on the doorknob of the door. It's like a big, thick industrial door for an apartment building. So it can stand up to a lot. As they're doing it, though, they do hear someone pounding on the other side. And then a loud bang again from outside as more rubble comes crashing down.
Hello?
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 Mr. Jenkins? Hello?
Hello?
Is that your dad?
Someone's
who is that?
There. Someone's
who is
there.
That? Is it a stranger?
That with... that sounds like... That kind of sounds like my dad.
What?
Dad? Oh my God.
Jacob, we were wrong.
Oh my God, Dad! What's going on out there?
And with a rattle in his voice, you can tell that his father has.
Oh my God!
Oh,
Jenko,
wow.
I'm
oh,
so no. sorry. That I didn't see it happen, but that rattle is absolutely a death rattle. Your dad's dead, man. I'm so sorry. Do you need? I could set aside my difference right now, and I could hug you.
I know, but I know why you're happy, because, I mean, my dad was going to sacrifice you if we went out of this room, but, I mean, I'm sad because
he was your dad.
My dad.
I know.
And, like, and
listen,
so, like,
whatever
I
your
guess
parents
I'm just
are,
conflicted.
I know, but I feel like your dad died almost a hero. I want you to know that. Like, I think in his cult's mind, like, him almost getting to sacrifice me was going to be pretty good. So in some people's mind, your dad died almost a hero. I feel like sacrificing me has something to do with that alien. I don't know. It's just a broad guess. But I think he died.
Oh my God.
Almost a hero.
Do you think they were going to sacrifice you to the alien god?
Oh my God.
Almost to punctuate this moment, another rattle from outside that shakes the building and drops the rubble. Jesse stumbles and drops what's left of the torch down the shaft on the other side of the gate. It falls what looks like for a long time before extinguishing at the bottom. They're once again in darkness except for the emergency light flickering over the electrical box.
Oh my God. That went a long way down.
Oh, oh my God, yeah. Oh, wait. What? Look at that electrical box.
Okay, I'm going to look at it. Here I go. Wait, before I look at it, can you describe it? I just don't want to be startled.
He looked at the electrical box. He looks at the electrical box, and it's made up of four breakers that either go to switch to the left or the right. He doesn't know what combination they go in, just that they can switch left or right.
Okay, one of these breakers is bound to do something with the electrical in this building. Okay, if there is any sort of alien presence, I have a feeling they're feeding off the energy in this building. Let's see what happens when we...
Okay, be careful.
When we pull one of these switches.
Be careful. Jenko, hey, wait.
What?
Before you touch that, I just want...
I'm sorry.
I got good luck with the electrical box, man.
It's a good electrical box. Good luck. Oh my God. Why did that just happen?
I don't know.
I felt like we had some sort of connection there.
Yeah, I could.
Like we were.
Their tattoos start to throb.
What? Ouch.
Whoa.
Ow. Oh my God.
Oh, it's glowing. Oh my
Ouch.
Gosh.
Oh my God. It's Whoa. Hot. My tattoo's hot. That must have been. That's like 27 degrees. What? Dude, touch your tattoo. Is that not
Ow,
the exact same temperature as the
it's
doorknob?
It's just hot enough, not too hot, but a comfortable hot.
Oh my god.
At the same time, they see glowing on the steps going up, a series of footprints on the stairs. But the weird thing is, one, those are definitely not human footprints. Absolutely not. Two, there's only 1 foot on each step. So on the first step, there's like, you would hypothetically say the left foot, and the next step is 1 right foot, and then 1 right foot, and then the fourth step is 1 left foot.
Oh my god. Wait a second. What? Let's... Okay.
What is it?
You're showing me your tattoo, and I'm showing you my tattoo, yeah, which they're both L's, seven ishes, signs.
I feel
here.
Like.
Wait a second. Put them together.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. They make an arrow, and they're pointing towards the stairs.
Oh my god. But okay. Yes, absolutely. But if you turn your body slightly, and I turn my body slightly, it's pointing in a different way. Try it.
Oh,
try it out.
Oh my god. Yeah, but if we move it the opposite way, oh my god. And if we walk in a circle,
yeah,
we're pointing everywhere.
The two discover themselves as one human arrow.
Oh my god. I can. What? Wait, I just had a thought. But was that your thought? Or was that my thought?
My thought.
Because it sounded like something that you would
like
think.
You would say.
Or say.
They,
yeah, it's all, it's, yeah, it's sinking up slowly. I feel like I'm slowly
figuring out
what you're thinking.
Okay, the light seems to be turning back on in a weird way while we were almost singing that.
The electrical box, as you guys were speaking in unison, the breakers each found their way into place like a telepathic joint, and they go into the order of left, right, right, left. The same as the feet on the stairs.
We have to stay together with our tattoos. I can't seem to...
Oh my god, I...
Detach from you now.
What?
We're connected at the hip where our tattoos are located. On the bottom lower back hip area.
Let's... I'm gonna put my right foot on that footprint. And you have to take my weight as we go up, okay?
Yeah.
And we're gonna try to do these footprints together. Is that
together.
Crazy?
Crazy?
Is that crazy to do?
Crazy? Do that?
Here we
they
go.
They walk the footprints together in unison like they are one being. And with every step, again, their tattoos throb with the heat of a summer day.
Oh my god. Jenko?
As they step closer, their tattoos begin to fuse, and they find that they are now literally attached at the hip.
Jenko, we're attached at the hip? Jenko, my right foot is slipping a bit. It's not fast enough. Your left foot is faster than mine.
Wait a second.
Oh, God.
I can control your foot.
What? You really?
Oh, my gosh. We're now molded together.
And we flash back to that track and field day. This time, the memory a little bit different. I'm in third place, Jenko. I'm in third place. Please, Jenko, a little encouragement. Anything.
You can do it, Jesse.
What?
You can do
it. I can?
Yeah.
You're my best friend, Jenko.
You're my best friend. And you know what?
What?
You're the coolest guy ever.
You are.
Hey.
Yeah?
Let's go get some tattoos.
I'm in first place.
Okay.
I'm in
I'll
first
ask you
place.
After you win.
Yes. I won. I friggin' won. Hey, second placer. I beat you. Hey, third placer. I won. I won. And we flash forward now. I won. What? Jenko, did you just remember that differently as well?
I.
What?
I think I'm dying.
Jenko?
You're sucking all of my energy, Jesse. All of my energy is going to you.
Jenko.
It's true. The energy of both of them can only sustain one of them. Jaco's starting to go, like, you would think a dying human would go, like, kind of grayish, but he's going green.
The real sacrifice,
Jinko,
is me.
No. What? No. Jesse. It can't be. It can't be.
Jesse, desperate to find something to do, scans around the room. He notices that all the light has come on because of what's happened, and the exit sign is now glowing, but except for the X, it's blocked out.
Oh, God.
Jesse, I'm still here, but you need to do me a favor.
Yeah?
You have to move my lips for me because I can't really talk without you moving my lips for me.
Okay. Hey. Here you go.
Hey, yo.
Listen.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, maybe you're not dying. I don't know. Maybe I can do something to help. Jinko.
Yo, you can. You could do. You can help me by. Oh, my God. All right. You have to do me a favor. You have to go into my pocket.
Okay.
And grab that compass.
Okay. Okay, I'm doing it. I have
the arrow on our tattoo.
What?
It'll start glowing.
Okay, I'm still trying to grab the compass. Jesus. Okay.
Ow. It's just. Ow. Ow.
Well,
that's not
it's
my,
because our hips are fused together and your compass
how
is
did
in
our
the
pants,
wrong.
How did our pants fuse
I don't
together?
Know.
That's what
it's
I
like the,
know.
I can feel the compass, but our it's like a pocket that I can't access.
No, that's a Venom keychain.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's not my compass. Oh, that's not. No, that's.
Okay.
No, that's just a cookie.
A cookie?
Oh,
okay.
There you
I'm
going
to grab that cookie because that. Okay. I got a cookie and the compass.
Jesse grabs the cookie and the compass. He feeds the cookie to Jenko, hoping to, like, revive him.
Here.
Give him some sustenance.
Look, here. Eat this. Eat this. I have to eat some of it for you. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Jenko, you have to eat the cookie. You have to eat every single bite in one bite. Look at the exit sign. The X is out. Look at what it says.
Eat.
It's eat. That's a clue.
Eat.
Eat the cookie. Eat it all.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, that went down really fast.
The compass is glowing. Like you said, it's spinning in every direction. Oh.
Yeah.
The compass glows and spins when alongside their alien tattoo. And it sort of gives off this glowing light that when Jenko is bathing in the light of the compass, he feels a little stronger.
Oh, what is happening? I feel incredible.
What? You do?
That cookie and all
You're
that.
Back?
Wow. That was... Oh, my God, Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're starting to... You're aging rapidly.
Am I aging gracefully? You have to describe me. I can't see. I can't see my face.
Yeah, you're.
Like what kind of? Am I aging like who? Like am I aging like a Paul Rudd kind of aging?
No, like, not like a what? Paul Rudd. You're aging like a Steve Buscemi. Buscemi. Oh my god.
Oh jeez. Like a Marc Maron. He ages pretty. Steve Buscemi. You've made up your mind. Oh god.
I need to. Oh no. Oh no. The Swiss Army knife. I need to cut you off.
What do you... What?
I need to cut you off.
No. I... This is... Ouch! Ouch! Jenko, I saved you!
Jenko uses the Swiss Army knife to sever the bond between their hips. They both go flying away from each other. Instead of, like, it being a gory, bloody scene, it's more like a sparks thing. Like, they just sort of blow apart, and they both start to feel their normal selves again.
Oh. Ouch. Oh my god, that just stitched right up, right away, didn't it? Look at that.
Oh my god. Ouch.
The force from the sparks and them flying apart means that the Swiss Army knife kind of flew away as well. It stabs itself into the exit sign right into the center of the X.
Oh. Oh.
Wow. Right in the X.
This episode of Spooked is brought to you by BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/spooked, SPOOKED, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/spooked.
Yes.
Love is in the air.
That's
Valentine's
right.
Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day coming up, and it's okay if you don't have a sweetheart this year. Mm-hmm. Have no fear. I know that that weighs on a lot of people, whether they have a Valentine, don't have
That's
a Valentine.
Right.
You know, and the stresses of planning Valentine's Day is a lot. It can be a lot for you, and you might need someone to talk to during this time.
Self-love is important, and what better way to do that than with our friends at BetterHelp?
Exactly. I know that for myself, mm-hmm. I get a lot of stress while doing planning and and putting things together. That really stresses me out. It gives me anxiety. It makes me kind of just fold up and want to just stay in bed. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
So the people at BetterHelp have people to talk to you about this and talk to me.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp's a great way to do that. It's entirely online. So even if you are stuck in bed, what great way to start it where you don't have to leave the first few sessions.
Exactly. Yeah. Just open up your
open it up
laptop.
And get it started right there.
Yeah. In bed. Perfect. You can still wear your jammies just as I like it.
BetterHelp is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, whatever that schedule may be. Just fill out their brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And hey, if they don't work out for some reason, you can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Yeah, you're not stuck to a therapist, you know? And it's all online and everything, so you don't have to have that awkward thing of like in person and then they're just wondering whether they're going to see you again in person and it's more of a connection. No. Do online. Do BetterHelp.
That's right. So don't forget, go to BetterHelp.com/spooked to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/spooked. Today.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry for cutting you off like that.
It's okay. You did what you had to do. It's just kind of...
I guess we weren't able to sacrifice either of us because we need each other.
Yeah, it seems like when we worked together, we had more success. Yeah. It's funny,
Whoa.
I still feel like I can hear your thoughts, but not as clearly as before, but... It's still there.
Yeah, it's more of like a little whisper thing than anything. But
it just feels, I don't know.
Oh my God, look at the compass. It's pointing to the exit sign.
Oh my God.
The compass is pointing to the exit sign, and it's still throbbing. It's still got that weird sort of like supernatural glow to it.
This is going to sound crazy, but before when we read that sign, it said eat. But look at all the letters together. It says exit.
It's exit.
Do you think that...
I think we should exit through that area?
I think it's worth a try. I'm going to...
Go to the doorknob.
I'm going
to
reach for the doorknob. I'm going to... Okay.
He reaches for the doorknob. It's still warm, but he's finding himself immune to the warmness suddenly.
No.
Huh. How is it?
It's... Fine. It's like it feels hot, you know, but this time
not that hot anymore though.
Yeah. Feels like maybe like 15 degrees. Like a nice spring day.
That's a really nice spring day.
Maybe like
that's
a
like jacket weather,
sweater
but
weather,
not really. That's
weather?
Like a vest sweater vest weather.
Yeah. Jacket weather might be a bit too hot for 15.
Wait.
But you definitely have...
Oh,
turn yeah, sorry. I was thinking about jackets and sweaters, and I forgot. I'm turning it.
He turns the knob. It doesn't budge. It still seems to be locked. Janko reaches up to pull his Swiss Army knife down out of the exit sign, and as he does, he notices a key fall out from where the X was.
Ow!
What?
Jeez, this massive key. Look at this
Holy
thing.
Shit, that's the biggest key I've ever seen.
That's a really big key.
Holy.
Wow.
Do you need help carrying that?
Yeah. One sec. Yeah.
Do you think
Here,
we
one
could
sec. Oh,
use,
man.
You know what?
Oh, wait.
There we go.
My venom key.
It's like
chain.
A battering ram. We could battering ram this door down with this key.
That looks great on that. Look at that. That's ridiculous.
Do you
want to
try
battering? Look at that thing.
The door down with this key?
I can't hear you. You froze there. You somehow froze. Time. There was a weird time thing there.
It's something about the alien. But I can still see you. We have to get out of this room. I'm going to battering ram this door down.
Jesse picks up the giant key to use as a battering ram on the door and pounds it against the door. Janko is stuck in this time loop of alienness.
Janko, where are you? I see you, but where's my friend? Janko! Janko, are you there? Janko! Oh my god. Oh, okay. Listen. Janko, while you're gone, I'm going to say something to you, and I know you can't hear it. That's why I'm going to... I have more confidence. In high school, when I said you were the coolest guy in school, you were the coolest guy in all the school.
What? It was weird. It's as if a weird connection had just froze there.
Yeah, did you hear what I said?
I lost.
Good. Good.
I lost. I kind of just phased out.
It's good.
There
I was
for a little bit.
I was saying something.
Once I found that big key.
Yeah. Good. Because I don't. You're the coolest guy in our school. You already knew that. So it's nothing
I did,
different.
Thank you.
Nothing's changed.
And,
I didn't express
this key right
any
now.
More love than that to you. Okay. Listen, let's just try and get out of this room, okay? On the count of three, let's battering ram this door with this giant key.
Janko and Jesse grab the giant key and use it as a battering ram against the door. They use several efforts, and with all their strength, they bash in the door. It does fly open on the inside, and it reveals another wall of rubble, but under the rubble is a man.
Mr. Jenkins! Oh my god, is that your dad?
Oh my god.
It's your dad.
Holy shit, dad. What are you doing? Wait, wake up. Wake up. Come on. Dad. Dad. Oh man, I was worried about this.
His father's body lies there. Around his neck hangs a lanyard that just has his name, Janko, and the letters E4, or the letter E and the number 4.
Oh, a lanyard. Wow, your dad must have gone to some sort of festival or something to get that lanyard. Very cool. It's your dad.
It was the cult meeting.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
It was the full-out cult meeting. Oh, right. My God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what do you think that means?
E4. I think I'm finally going to admit this, but my parents... had a very unhealthy relationship with myself, with you, with you know our tattoos. I gotta tell you.
Yes,
they're actually brandings for the alien god.
We've been branded for the alien god? Oh, that's why they're coming for us specifically.
And that's why they couldn't decide which one of us were cooler. So they tried to melt us together.
Oh, it makes perfect sense because they couldn't. Yeah, if they couldn't decide. So if we were melted together, then they wouldn't have to. Oh, my God. This is so crazy. But it seems like our individual friendships and our individual coolness is what really broke us apart and broke that alien spell. That's my guess. That's my guess of what happened. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
That sounds about right.
I don't know. I'm dumb.
No,
you
no,
think?
You're not.
Jesse's backing away, trying to think. He's overwhelmed, and he backs into the gate that's blocking the stairs going down. And he sees the gate's locked with a pin pad that's a series of both letters and numbers.
Wait
a second.
Yeah? I'm waiting. I've been waiting. I'm still waiting.
I know you're waiting.
It's been more than
a
second.
Look at,
what?
look at over that. Look at that pin pad. And wait a second. It's here. Can you?
Yeah. Wait, your dad's lanyard. Okay, I'm going to get the lanyard off. It's stuck around his head. It's just stuck around his neck. I'm going to...
He's got a pretty big head. One sec, here's the Swiss Army knife.
Oh, thank... I'm going to have to cut your dad... You don't want me to cut your dad's head off, do you? No, that's... No.
But do it... do it slowly, though, right?
Slowly cut his head off?
No, I mean, like, gently you do it. You don't have to... No.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to try... I'm starting to cut.
Here's some paper towel. Just do it quick.
Oh, my God. There's gotta have been a better way to get this lanyard off than cutting your dad's head off.
Oh,
you know what? I just thought of the better... Now that I've got your dad's head in my hand, I thought of the better idea. We could have cut the lanyard. That's so embarrassing.
Okay.
Did you want this head? No, we'll leave it. We're going to leave that.
Just wrap it in this paper.
You're taking
towel.
Your dad's death good. Really well. I just got to say, you're being really cool about it. So cool.
I've had a, like I said, I've had a lot of unhealthy.
Yeah. He was a problematic figure.
I'm just going to put this head in this case that I brought that we haven't really.
The case originally meant for the body of the Virgin. Is where he puts his father's head.
Huh. It seems
case says Virgin Jesse.
Right. So. Right. I wish I had read that before, but...
Wait, what does it say on the lanyard there?
E4?
Four.
I don't know. What could... I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. It's not even a word.
No.
E4.
Let's type in E4 on this pin pad here. One sec.
Okay.
Boop. Boop.
He types in E4 on the pin pad, and it clicks open. The gate is now able to be pushed open. Now with the light on and able to walk through to where the broken steps are, you're able to look down and properly see that a few floors down is an exit that's marked with the same symbol tattooed on your bodies and on the door.
Okay. Wow, look at that. It's the same symbol. Again, it's like... I think we should follow that. We should go down there, okay?
Oh, let's go.
Do you
want
to say any last
right
words
now,
to your dad? Do you want to say before we go?
My brain keeps freezing.
I know. Well, it's traumatic what you're going through. Like, your dad.
I know.
You just watched your best friend from high school saw off your dad's head and put it in a box. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. It's okay to freeze up sometimes.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm going to say
one second. Can you give me one second? Can you give me one second?
Okay.
Oh, hey, Dad. I'm sorry you didn't get to sacrifice a virgin today. I'm sorry that you didn't really have things work out for this alien god that you guys wanted to summon. And I'm sorry that I have one of the coolest best friends ever.
Wow.
Jesse, I'm talking about you.
Oh, what? Oh, me? I thought I was getting ready to be upset. I was like, wow, okay, I'm right here and you're talking about someone else, but it was me.
No, like, it's you.
Can I say something to your dad too?
Yeah, okay. Please go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jenkins. I call him Mr. Jenkins. In case you didn't recognize, because you call him Dad, right? So, anyway. Yeah,
and my last name is Janky, not Jenkins,
I'm
but whatever.
I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, no. It's
that's
okay.
Been
it's
years
okay.
of getting that wrong. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to... Mr. Janky. So weird to say it that way. Mr. Janky, I just want you to know that I forgive you. I forgive you for trying to murder me. I am a virgin, but... I won't be one day, when I'm ready, you know, in my own time. And I'm glad that you sort of gave me space to grow up and have a life, because I've been a virgin the whole time, and you could have sacrificed me at any point during my life, but you let me...
This ain't over. This ain't over.
Oh, it's this isn't over would be
Dad, pronounce it correctly. Dad, oh my God. What did he say?
He said something. The sound is coming involuntarily out of the body's mouth almost. Like it's being affected by all the alien energy. And as he continues chanting, "This ain't over," his arm reaches over and points to the white box on the wall.
Oh my God.
I just have to correct him. It isn't over. It isn't over. It's just your dad always spoke weird. Sorry, what?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
He's pointing.
You're thinking about that? Look at the hand, man.
You know I'm a grammar hound.
Look at his
okay,
hand.
Okay, I'm going to look at the hand. Okay, here
I'm pointing to the...
I'm about to do it. Here we go.
Oh my God.
He looks at the hand. He sees it's pointing to the white box.
Check this out. Look at this thing.
I'm going to go up to this white box.
Holy smokes. It's glowing.
It's a glowing white metal box. It's glowing this really outerworldly green. As it's glowing, you see again the symbol of your tattoos sort of throbbing as the symbol is also on the metal box. And it's right beside where there's a card swipe.
Okay.
Wait, does this lanyard have some sort of card on it?
Yeah, it's like lanyards always have cards on it. Like when you go to a festival, they give you...
Yeah, and then you put them in the back, right? Yeah. You slide them in into that little like laminated pocket area.
It's worth
and then
a
you
shot.
Can carry it around the whole time.
Yeah.
You can get lunch and you can do like go to
access
the bathroom
in and out of the grounds. Like... Yeah, and you usually can't like transfer your pass to another person because it's got
your name
on the pass.
Oh, it's so annoying when somebody tries to use your pass, dude. I'm always like
what?
Hey man, get your own.
Know?
Like, I paid $180 bucks for this weekend.
Exactly.
Like,
this
thing.
You get to
pass that card over on the lanyard.
Oh,
pass
sure.
That card.
Here,
pass
here.
It.
Yeah. Wait. This is your dad's lanyard. I can't just like give it to you. You just said that it's an annoying thing, right? Okay.
Yeah, but it's my dad, and look at his head, man.
Right.
It's over
he's
there.
Dead.
I
he's
don't
dead.
Think he's
you're
gonna
right.
Miss
you're
it.
Right. Okay. Here you go.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
He hands the card over to Junko, who then swipes it into the white metal box. It opens, and inside is a hose, like one of those really industrial strength, like firefighter strong hoses. It's wrapped up into the box. It's incredibly long enough to use as something to climb on.
Oh my God. We can use this hose. For something, I bet.
Oh my God. Just throw it out the window. Throw it out the window now.
Okay, I'm doing it. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Here we go. Taking the hose, I'm gonna smash the window with this hose.
Throw it!
I can't do it alone!
One sec.
You can't do it alone either. We have to think of another way. Oh my God. We should. Do it together. Fuck, of course.
Wait.
What?
My dad's head.
Yeah?
It's hard enough where we can break the window with it. Hold on. Ready? Grab his hair.
Okay, I'm grabbing his hair.
One.
Two.
Use it like a battering ram.
One.
Two.
Three.
There's a crack.
Throw the head of the father across the broken stairwell to where there is a small window, and the force that it hits from the two buds, from all the track and field, from all the throwing baseballs, the two are best when working together, and the head sails through the window cleanly. Really strong for a human head. Junko really has to consider, are his parents human?
Oh my God.
I'm going to say this, but we're not really hearing any more screaming or anything. I think my dad is the alien god.
Oh, my God.
For the first time, they notice the blood from cutting the head off is not red.
It's not red blood. That's like more of a deep purple, right?
Bro,
it's a purple.
Yeah, like a deep purple.
It's not.
Wow.
I saw it at first, and I was like, well, that's definitely blood. Like, but then, yeah, it's more purple. I've always been a bit colorblind anyway. So
I mean, I've never really seen my own blood, so it's not like I know what my, you know, like, so exactly, when I saw his blood, I was kind of like, oh, you know, maybe everybody's blood is different.
Yeah, when you have that much blood, because there's like a lot
there
of blood.
There was a lot of blood it's still sort of spurting. There. There's a ton over there. We got to wear maybe some rubber boots or something and walk through that, because that is a lot of blood.
That's a lot. Maybe we can turn this hose on and spray down this place real quick, clean it up real quick before we
clean it. Okay,
before we go, because then after I think we could use this hose to sort of climb down, maybe.
Yeah, let's clean it up.
Yeah, let's clean this up.
It would be pretty weird if somebody came in here and saw all this.
I would have, yeah. And they were like, oh, my God, look at all the rubble. Oh, my God, a head. Or a severed body, I mean. Just
of an alien
no head.
That would be weird.
It would be so scary.
Turn it off.
For anybody who's not cool, which most people aren't, because you're the coolest.
Hey.
Yeah.
How about we turn this hose on and hold it together while spraying down my dad's decapitated head?
Yeah. And then you know what, third base brother? Third base buddy?
What third base, bro?
I think then we should go home.
You got it.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared this time. Don't give up.
Third base bros?
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever.
Third base bros forever. Third base bros forever.
It's a montage of you hosing down the stairwell area. It's cleaning up all the blood.
Third base bros forever.
Lovingly sort of wrapping up the alien god dead body.
Third base bros, hosing down that head. They're cleaning all that blood, all that blood that shed. They're making way for their cool lives to be. So damn cool when they flee out of this building.
And when I flee, I'm gonna find someone to have sex with and not be a virgin anymore. I'm tired of being a virgin. It's gotten in the way. It's made people want to sacrifice me each day.
Third base brothers first. That's who they are. Third base brothers. Cooler than anyone. Third base brothers. Decapitated head. Third base brothers. Till the end.
With the place clean, the two now stand beside each other at the top of the stairwell holding the hose, knowing that if they run at a third place level, at a first place level, or as if they're running from third base to home, that they could swing from the rope around to where the exit door is. They say one more reassuring thing to each other before they jump.
Hey.
All right, cool. Let's do this.
Let's do this one.
They run and jump, holding on to each other and the rope as they swing down through the stairwell, going many floors down. Yeah. They scream and land onto the stairwell below.
Oh, you're still falling? I just found a little pocket of more falling as well. Keep. I landed. No, I'm wrong. I thought there was a floor. It's still air. There we go.
Oh, man. I keep thinking that it's just going to
me too.
Break out into another song.
Oh, no.
Wow.
They land in front of the final door with the final symbol. And as they push out, they are confronted by a different world outside. Aliens are sort of left, like, lying dead in the street, and it looks like humanity's gone through something really crazy. And maybe only the two of them will ever know what it really was.
Hey, now I can say what I wanted to say.
Same.
And that's, I wouldn't want to be through an alien apocalypse with anybody else. Especially, I want to be in this especially. Oh, man. Yeah. See, this is why I was preparing for this.
Yeah, you should have written it down.
Oh.
Because I did write mine down.
Really?
Yeah. When we were falling, I took the time to write some final words.
I was doing the backup beat to your singing.
Yeah, so, you were in your own thing, really, and you were grooving, man. It was cool. It was cool. But I wrote down some words, and it goes like this. I wouldn't want to be in the alien apocalypse with any. I spelled it wrong. I wouldn't want to be with anybody else. Is what I. It should have said, but it. It's sort of like, I wouldn't want to be anyone else, is what it says.
Oh, okay. No, I know.
I wouldn't
want to
be anyone else.
Anywhere.
But what it should have said was, I wouldn't want to be
with
anyone else.
Oh, man.
Man, you can still make mistakes when you're writing it down.
I know. You are the grammar police, you crazy guy.
It's important. Grammar's important.
And with that, they have successfully escaped the room. Yay! Well done!
Third Bass Brothers till the end. Third Bass Brothers.
They're best friends.
Third Bass Brothers.
Jesse.
Credits scrolling.
Third
Bass Brothers.
Jenkins. Or Janky.
I didn't want to cut you guys off at all during that. I was like, oh, and then I'll narrate under, but it got going. And I was like, no, I won't. No, we're all just going to sit and enjoy this. And I'm grateful for it.
My internet connection was messy for a little bit. So thank you for, I don't know what you guys were doing while I was like, because it would just freeze.
Chris went full on for a while. Just him.
That's awesome. I was getting so frustrated with my computer because it just kept freezing. And then I was like, oh, man.
It was so funny because I was like, oh, okay, I'll step in. Because I was going to step in and be like, Chris, hold. And Chris went, that's okay. You can't hear me. But here's what I'm doing. And started describing stuff. And then you came back in for a while. And then when you were gone, we took a minute. It was just gems.
Oh, my God.
Introduce yourself as actual people. Jesse, who are you in real life?
My name is Chris Wilson, and I was playing the role of Jesse in that piece.
Wonderful. And what a beautiful light you brought to Jesse. And what are your social media handles, or what do you have going on that, you know, people listening want to know more about?
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at I'm Chris Wilson, spelt out the letter I, the letter M, Chris Wilson. Yeah, and I have a podcast that is launching soon called This Time It's Different, and it's also on the Sonar Network. So if you're listening to this, you already know how to find it very soon.
Yeah, another Sonar podcast. I'm so excited for it. So if you're listening to this, make sure that you go to Sonar Network and subscribe to it. This Time It's Different. And then we have Junko Janky Jenkins Janko.
Junko Janky Jenkins.
Jenkins.
My name is Rodrigo Fernandez Stoll. I am you can find me on Instagram at Rod on the Internet, and I have a album coming out called Fog and Lasers 2, which is a compilation of a bunch of musicians and comedians making a lot of fun songs.
Yeah. Hey, everyone listening. Did you love that interlude about the Third Bass Bros? You can get more of that if you get Fog and Lasers, the album, too. But if you don't want to wait for the second one, you can pre-game it with the first album.
Yes.
Which is currently available. Yes.
On Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah. So many great things to listen to. Well, this was very fun. I'm so grateful to have both of you on. I'm fans of you both immensely, both individually and as people.
Thanks for having us. That was
a blast.
That was really fun.
Yeah, you both are weird and I loved it. I was on a ride just as much as you were. Thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.
Skate Capade is produced by Shannon LaHaye and Griffin Toplitsky. Artwork by Alex Laird. Music courtesy of purple-planet.net. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and like us on Facebook. We'll see you next time in the room.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.